I'm Rona Tarrant. U.S. bishops are meeting in Baltimore this week for their Fall General Assembly, where they'll vote on a series of measures to respond to the abuse crisis. The bishops will spend today at an on-site chapel for spiritual discernment and prayer. Later this week, they'll vote on measures including a third-party reporting mechanism, standards of conduct for bishops, and protocols for bishops resigned or removed because of abuse. The bishops will also hear from the National Advisory Council and National Review Board, as well as vote on the pastoral letter against racism. Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Atlanta has released a list of priests, deacons and seminarians credibly accused of sexual abuse of minors since 1956. In a statement, the Archbishop said he was releasing the names in a spirit of transparency and the hope of continued healing for the survivors of abuse. He again apologised for the damage caused and said the Archdiocese is committed to the protection of minors. The death toll in wildfires sweeping California has risen to 31, with officials saying more than 200 people remain unaccounted for. Six more people were confirmed to have died in the Camp Fire in the north of the state, taking the toll there to 29. It now equals the deadliest wildfire on record in the state. An estimated 250,000 people have been forced to evacuate across California. U.S. bishops have welcomed a rule issued by the Department of Health and Human Services finalizing the religious exemption to the contraceptive mandate. The move allows those with sincerely held religious or moral convictions opposing abortion-inducing drugs, sterilization and contraception to exclude them from their health plans. In a statement, bishops applauded the Trump administration for what they said were common sense regulations that were in accordance with the First Amendment and protections for religious freedom. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.